Hello and welcome to a recipe challenge. I'm your host, Rebecca Collins.
I'm your host, Katie Lael. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to episode 10.
10!
I know. Why does that feel like such a major accomplishment?
We did it.
We did it. We did the podcast. We made 10 episodes. We could end this podcast now and not be ashamed, I think.
No.
We made 10.
We're not gonna, but we could.
Oh, we're going. So today is after school apples.
After school apples.
Right? We're talking about snacking.
Snacks.
On apples. But we have some old biz.
Yes. Old business.
Last episode was State Fair. And we both made it to the fair.
We did. Not together, but yes, it's okay.
Not together, but we both tried the PB bacon cakes. And I wanted to get your take.
Yeah.
What was your take?
Overall, like, pretty damn close to the ones I made.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. I actually thought yours were better.
You did.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Maybe I just had really fond memories of that day, but I really did.
Yeah. The bacon was nice and thick. The banana chips were, like, much smaller. I don't know. I couldn't really taste the banana in either one. But, I mean, it was delicious.
I thought that their bacon was too thick.
Oh, okay.
I liked a little thinner bacon. It's not so much effort.
Right.
It's very rich. It's kind of hard to eat a whole one by yourself.
Yeah.
My serving at the fair, too much grape jelly.
A lot of jelly.
It jumped a lot of jelly on there. I was like, this did not... More whipped cream, peanut butter whipped cream, less jelly.
Mm-hmm,
but I still think that yours is better.
Nice. Well, thanks.
So that was the one thing I wanted to mention about the fair.
Did you get any pickles?
I did have fried pickles because we went for we had some dill pickle pizza.
Oh, yum.
And it was good.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would like it, but I really liked it a lot. What was your favorite thing that you ate at the fair?
Oh my gosh.
I know, that's a tough one.
I'm trying to think back now.
I know.
I mean,
it feels like a lifetime ago.
We had the peanut butter bacon cakes like first.
Okay.
And so they were so good. I mean, I like kept talking about how good they were. But we did get some Sweet Martha's cookies.
Okay.
Because I apparently like just talked about them nonstop the last time we went to the fair and then we didn't get them. So we got some to take home. And they are fine. They're good. They're good warm.
They're fine.
But, you know, the next day, like you said last time.
No, the next day you're like, eh, I don't care.
But I will say your ranch that you made we got fried pickles. Ranch was much better.
Really?
Homemade ranch. I don't think the ranch.
I just didn't think my ranch was that good.
I think.
I have tried several ranch recipes and I can still not. I can't capture the taste that I am looking for. Like Hidden Valley Ranch, but homemade and more delicious is what I'm trying to make and I just can't. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thank you.
Don't give up the dream.
I'm on a quest. One of these challenges, it's just going to be ranch.
I love it. I love ranch.
I love ranch, too.
I like it.
It goes with everything.
It does go with everything.
What can you not dip in ranch?
I don't know. Nothing.
Okay.
Something sweet?
Do you have a sweet ranch? Yeah. Oh, sweet. Do you have old business?
It was the fair. It was
the fair. The fair.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
My other piece of food biz.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse the dog throwing himself down on the floor. Is that I want to recommend a podcast episode that we both listened to from the podcast The Sporkful. And it's about B. Ojakangas. She is a Minnesota native. She invented Totino's pizza rolls.
She sure did.
I had no idea.
Me either.
And she's a major cookbook author
who
is in the James Beard Hall of Fame for writing cookbook. I mean, and
she's so many cookbooks.
She's amazing. This episode of The Sporkful, which I will link to in the show notes, is an interview with her because she's still alive. She's 95.
Yep.
And her life in food. I just was so amazed and entertained, but also a little like pissed that we had never heard about her.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, she never really did get credit for her invention of these pizza rolls.
Nope. And she, one thing that shone through with that episode is just like, she's so, I don't know, excited and yeah. passionate about still. Talking about cooking still. And that just comes through yeah. in her personality.
Yeah. And her first awesome. Cookbook was all about Finnish cooking mm-hmm. because that's her, I think that was her heritage. And then so. She also did spend a year in Finland went after she was married. So mm-hmm. just like so interesting.
Yeah.
So recommend.
Definitely recommend.
Yeah. Okay. So now, are we ready to talk apples?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What is your favorite apple type?
Okay. This is a little controversial. I kind of love a Macintosh, but most people don't. Most people do not want to eat a Macintosh. But here's the thing. I grew up on a produce farm, and we had a produce store, and we sold apples from orchards. And when I was growing up, a Macintosh grown in yeah. northeastern Wisconsin was yeah. way different
sure.
than what you buy today. Mm-hmm. So I try to buy them now and I'm like, I am disappointed.
Yeah.
They're too yeah. mushy.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
They also mushy. Taste like, this is really esoteric. They taste to me like this other variety now called Cortland.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like they mixed the apples up. Because sometimes it does not taste yeah. like a Macintosh. So I think my whole conception of a Macintosh is off. And I've kind of given up on them now. Because I'm like, you're never mm-hmm. going to recapture mm-hmm. the magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was little, I could go in the store and take like three of those apples and eat them. Like nice. One after the other. Now I've been gravitating towards Honeycrisp, mm-hmm. of course.
Classic.
I just bought some First Kiss.
Oh.
It has a really interesting taste. Right. And then Sweet Tango. Mm. These are all like really sweet, really yeah. crisp.
Yes.
I don't know if Sweet Tango. I think Sweet Tango is Minnesota apple. So. Honeycrisp is Minnesota apple.
Yep. I think Honeycrisp was created at the University of Minnesota, I believe.
So. If I'm eating peanut butter.
Yeah.
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith. That's yes. my go. Before I discovered the Honeycrisp.
Okay.
Granny Smith was my go-to. Crisp, tart.
Yeah, really tart.
Yes. Great but with peanut butter. Yeah.
Now, what is your... Do you Honeycrisp? Just
for... Yes. I Honeycrisp.
Do you Honeycrisp? Oh, my God.
I do.
Okay. I think we just got another t-shirt or hat slogan.
I would wear a hat. I don't wear a lot of hats, but I would wear a shirt with Honeycrisp on it.
We're compiling a list for Recipe Challenge merch, and I think Do You Honeycrisp just made the list.
I love it. I'm writing it down.
Okay. So I have been having a tough transition from summer fruit mm-hmm. to fall fruit. Mm-hmm. I've been really sad. I was so into berries yeah. and Colorado peaches this year and Washington cherries.
Cherries.
Oh, so good. And I've been like, I don't want apples. But this challenge kind of got me back on apples. And one of the reasons
yeah.
is because I was looking for a recipe and then I found this cookbook that I was going to plug that I got it from the library.
Is it Astonishing Apples?
No.
Which is the cookbook I found. No. But that we will talk about in a second.
This one is called The Apple Lover's Cookbook.
Oh my God.
By
writing it down.
Amy Traverso. I will also link to this.
Okay.
It is all apples. Mm. But like everything you could possibly. There's breakfast. There's yeah. appetizers, salads, soups, entrees. And then an amazing baking section.
Oh, yes.
Like I kind of. Yeah. I was like, wow. You could bake every single thing in yeah. this book and it all looks really good. So if you're looking for an apple cookbook, which yeah. I never thought about, I recommend The Apple Lover's Cookbook.
Nice.
So do you want to talk about, well, okay. First, let me talk about my other side thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it.
So I got this other cookbook
okay.
that I've been looking at called Cooking in Real Life by Lydie Heck. It's Heuck. Mm-hmm. And she started out working for Ina Garten, and now she has her own books, and you know she's her own entity in the food world. But she just published this Cooking in Real Life, And she had a salad in there, kale salad with Gouda, Honeycrisp, and walnuts.
That sounds so good.
Okay. This is what started my apple conversion, because I was like, this salad's really good. And I think that you could find any variation of this salad recipe. You don't have to get hers. I don't think this is like super.
I bet the Gouda is really like, Gouda's kind of smoky.
You can get the apples. smoked. Yeah, you can do smoke. You have to toast your walnuts.
Okay.
Toasted walnuts.
Yeah.
Gouda. And then you could put like chicken on it and you'd have like a whole meal. Here's the one thing I was feeling so compelled to bring up though. This recipe says to massage the kale for 30 seconds.
Okay. Yep.
And I thought, does everybody know about this massaging of the kale? I don't know, but as a PSA.
Yeah.
I'm here to say you got to massage the kale to make a kale salad. You're not eating it.
No.
But 30 seconds is a joke. No. I did
that
it for
doesn't seem like long enough.
Oh, my God. It's not long.
To actually, like, break anything down.
No. And she just has you putting a little bit, a tiny bit of olive oil on it and then massaging for 30 seconds. And I love this recipe, but I'm just here to say.
Okay.
You need olive oil, maybe some lemon juice.
Oh, yeah.
How about some salt? Yeah. Not like a lot, but just a little sprinkles. And then you need 2 to 3 minutes just with your hands breaking down that kale because it was still kind of bitter and tough.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on. This is, you should know that it takes longer than 30 seconds to massage kale.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Maybe not everybody knows that. So I thought I would share that, like, if you're massaging kale, you need to do it for 2 to 3 minutes. Just that's
good to know.
That's the benchmark. Because I'm really into kale salads. But man, if you do not do that, it is not good.
I need to get, I've been trying to get more into lunch prep for lunches. And so making like a big pot of something and then like divvying it up.
Yeah.
And I haven't really got into salads, but you're convincing me with this apple one.
So, like, so here's the nice thing about the kale salad.
And you would just want, like, you don't want the dressing sitting on it by, like, day 4. You do.
Well, okay, not by day 4. But this is why kale is good for prepping.
Yeah.
It is so sturdy.
Yeah.
It's not like lettuce. Like, if you dress a lettuce salad, like, that's just the end of it.
Next day. Yeah,
next
done.
Day. I ate the kale salad the next day for lunch.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. Okay. But, of course, it was only massaged for 30 seconds. But, yeah, you could prep. I think you could get 2 days out of this kale salad.
All right.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Throw some chicken on there.
That was my PSA.
I love it.
Sorry for the detour into kale.
It's apple adjacent.
But it is apple adjacent. The salad is delicious. Try to find a version if you don't want to buy this cookbook.
Yeah.
maybe it's online.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will search. I'll see what I can find.
Yeah.
I will put something in the show notes if you'd like to make this kale salad.
Love it.
All right.
Okay.
So let's talk about
our snacks.
Recipes.
After school apples. I found a different apple cookbook thrifting this summer.
Okay.
I was in the cookbook section and I saw this book called Astonishing Apples.
Astonishing.
Joan Donatelle is the author, local author. It's even signed to Sarah. Be astonished.
Wow.
Joan Donatelle.
What makes these apples astonishing?
I don't know. Similar to your app to the Apple Lovers Cookbook.
It's got it all.
There's everything. There's breakfast stuff.
Look at all the post-its you have in that book. What's happening?
One of my favorite
things
to do.
Are those the things you want to make?
These are the things I want to make. Yeah.
All right, give us a little quick tour of some of the things that you want to make.
What do I want to make? Okay, let's see here. Let's see. A lot of baking. There's a Dutch baby.
Okay, what is a Dutch baby?
I've never made one, but
what is it?
I believe you make it in a cast iron pan, and it puffs up. It's like a pancake.
Okay. Is that considered a dessert or a breakfast item?
This is technically in the breakfast, brunch, and bread section.
Okay, breakfast maybe.
Yeah, breakfast.
All right.
What else do we have in here?
What's that one? Come on.
Apple studded scones.
Oh, nice.
Right. hard for me to, I don't know. Usually when I make scones, they get, they're kind of dry. So I don't know.
That is a
topic for another time.
The eternal scone, dry scone.
What about a hearty cabbage apple soup? Do you like cabbage? Know. How do you feel about cabbage?
I'm into it in some regards, and I'm not into it in others.
Okay. Yeah. And yes, lots of baking.
Lots of baking.
There's a focaccia.
So that's where you found this recipe.
Yes, for apple salsa. For you to make. And in one of my Minneapolis Community Ed cooking classes last year, one of the groups made an apple salsa, and it was really good. It wasn't from this book, but when I saw that recipe,
What was in it?
Similar, like,
okay,
jalapeno. What else is in this one? We've got, I don't think there were tomatillos in this one. Onion, garlic, cilantro.
Okay. Because I made the apple
salsa.
I have never made anything like it.
Cool.
And I did it yesterday.
Okay.
Because I was like, what if it sat for a day? Then we're going to have maximum flavors. So I haven't even tried it.
But it was
a lot of chopping.
Yeah.
A lot of chopping. But you know, maybe the flavor will make up for that.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm hoping for some sweet, salty vibes, maybe. But I don't know, because I made a apple cornbread from this book, and I was so excited because it was like apple and cheddar cheese and jalapenos, but the apple just got lost. And
I'm wondering, because this has red onion.
Yeah.
It has jalapeno.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We will see if the apple comes through. And it was a Granny Smith that I used, because it said to use a very tart.
Ooh, yeah.
So yeah, Granny Smith apple.
What is your go-to chip? I mean, I think I know the answer.
Well, it's donkey chip.
Yeah, they're so good.
When we went to the store, they didn't have them. They were sold out.
Not even unsalted?
Oh, well, we do not.
You do not, like, I did salted or bust.
I did unsalted once. And I was like, never again.
It's not the same.
Why be alive? So we got, I don't know, we got an alternative chip.
Okay.
But it's not my go-to chip.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay.
Sorry about it. Okay. My recipe is healthy caramel apple salad from the food blog.
Snacking in sneakers. I had to say it with you.
I mean, I don't want to knock the name of the block. I mean, but snacking in sneakers is a little weird, I think.
Yeah.
A little strange. But you know what? A lot of healthy snack options.
Maybe she's a runner.
A runner, yes.
I'm kind of excited about this.
Yes.
I don't think I've eaten anything like this before.
I have never eaten anything like it before, although it's healthy caramel apple salad. And apparently there's like a, that's a caramel apple salad.
Oh, is like
it's
a like
dessert.
A okay. All right.
But she's making this healthy version. I actually don't know what's in the unhealthy version, except it probably has, I don't know.
Whipped cream. Ricotta? Because this is.
Ricotta.
Yes. Ricotta. Apples. One apple. Cacao nibs, which I've never purchased before. Oh. I'm excited to try them out.
Okay.
I'm sure I've eaten them in something, but I've never bought them or cooked with them. So they smell good.
Cacao nibs.
And a little bit of caramel sauce.
Like you'd put on ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went with the Mrs. Richardson's.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You have to.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Richardson's. The fudge.
The fudge.
Mrs. Richardson's fudge sauce.
Childhood memories.
You cannot go wrong.
Microwaving
the
Mrs. Richardson's.
The jar, and then you pour it. Oh, come on. Now, do not bother with Smucker's.
No.
Caramel sauce. No. Mrs. Richardson.
I knew, because it had so, I don't know, maybe this is a, I feel like this is a rule of thumb with like Italian cooking, or maybe all cooking is like, when you're using such few ingredients, like, you just want to make sure, like, the quality they're very is higher. Good. So I'm not saying that Mrs. Patricia's is, like, the best caramel sauce out there. But it was at the grocery store that I was at.
Hey, it's high up there.
I wasn't at a fancy grocery store, but it was. It didn't have any. It didn't have any of like the coloring, like additives that like the Hershey's or the other ones did. So
okay, well,
it's all relative.
Yeah. So I have to say I'm shocked that you did not pick some kind of apple muffin for this. I purposely did not pick a muffin
because I thought. Did you think I was gonna? Yeah. Pick? Oh, I was like, for you. Oh,
Katie's gonna pick an like apple baking. After school apple muffin. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Could have. I guess I don't think of a muffin as an after school snack. You but don't. I don't know. I think of it as like a breakfast. It's like a for me that's a breakfasty item. Even though, do I eat those for breakfast? Not really, but like.
Well, so I was thinking, like, I didn't know if this was, you said after school apples. So I'm like, okay, so this is something that has to be fast for like maybe a kid could make it themselves. Yeah. Maybe.
Sure.
I don't know if they can cut up the apple, depending on how old they are. But four ingredients.
Yep. No baking this time.
But I mean, like, come on, let's be real. What kid is really making either one of these things? They're just going to have like. I don't know, some cookies or something.
Yep.
But we're going to give it a try.
Yeah.
So you did not make yours yet.
Not yet.
You're going to whip it up. I'm going to whip it up.
Yep.
I'm going to get my slaw out and see what happened overnight. What's all it looking like?
And then we will taste.
And then we will taste and we will be back. All right, we're back.
We're back.
Whoa. Whoa. Hmm. That was a journey.
Journey.
There's a lot of things going on there.
What do you want to start with?
Okay. Where do I want to start?
Dead air.
It's hard to organize my thoughts. Okay. Let's start with the apple salad.
Yes, let's do it.
Actually, okay. Good in concept.
Yes, I was.
I like the concept.
I was really excited.
And?
I was excited about the list of ingredients. I was excited to see how they would come together. Mm-hmm. I was excited by cacao nibs for the first time.
Okay. Now, if we are judging this on the theme of after school apples, which implies youngness.
True.
I'm going salad. I'm already going to say it. But now let's break down the salad. What? Okay. If you didn't want it to be healthy in quotes, you could change up the ingredients and it would be the bomb.
Like chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips.
Instead of cacao nibs.
Mini chocolate chips, Cool Whip. Apple and caramel sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not healthy anymore, so that's negating the whole thing. But
no.
The ricotta, the texture was off for me.
The ricotta was not working for me. It only called for a teaspoon and a half of caramel sauce.
What?
So really, I wasn't getting any of that caramel flavor.
Yeah, and so we did try it pure. Mm-hmm. We tried it exactly as the recipe is written.
Yep.
Then we dumped a bunch more caramel sauce on there, and it got real good.
It's better. Better with more caramel.
But if you've ever eaten cacao nibs on their own, it is awful. Like, what?
Pretty bitter.
It's like you're expecting chocolate, and it's like eating a mouthful of dirt.
Listen, I would rather, like... just eat an apple. Like, I don't need eat it with ricotta and cacao nibs and a little bit of caramel sauce. I'm just going to eat the apple. Or if I'm really wanting dessert, like, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to...
dip it in caramel sauce?
Yes.
Or you're just going to eat or dessert?
Or
something.
Or just eat dessert.
Okay, so I looked up...
Yeah.
I looked up, what is this salad?
Not a
salad.
Ton, just a little taste. Yeah.
So this apple salad, one of the versions was Snickers caramel apple salad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This sounds amazing. Apple, Snickers bars, a box of instant vanilla pudding mix, which is confusing, half a cup powder. Of milk.
Okay.
Cool Whip. A cup of marshmallows. They don't specify minis.
I've heard of Snickers salad before.
Caramel sauce. Whoa. Now that is a dessert salad.
That is a dessert salad.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like you could make this really easily after school.
Yes. And a kid would probably like it.
Yeah. And the more caramel sauce you put on it,
yeah,
the better it gets. You could even probably tolerate the cacao nibs then because it kind of tastes a little bit like chocolate.
A little bit.
If you have the sugar from caramel, from the caramel sauce, it tastes like you're eating chocolate.
Do you think a whole milk ricotta would be just a little more creamy?
Yes.
That might help.
Yeah.
But it would.
Basically, what's wrong with the salad is that they try to make it healthy.
Yeah. I think so. That's the thing. Like, just give me an apple. Just give me an apple.
I guess.
But.
All right.
All right.
Salsa. Apple salsa. It was so good.
I love my favorite type of salsa is more of like a pico de gallo, like, you know, like chunky like that.
Yep.
So
that's my jam. Not like a sauce salsa. Right. It's more of a chunky salsa.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. I have never had an apple salsa. It was really good.
Yeah.
It would be really good on things. Other things. We were talking about how if you put that on a shrimp taco, it would be amazing.
So good.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah, on top of fish, on top of... I could see it on a salad.
Yeah.
But, okay, really great. Like, the apple did come through.
Yeah.
It has red onion, so pretty strong.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, it's just kind of like a nice blend of flavors.
Yeah, it was great.
I was really into it. I don't know that a kid would eat that.
No, that's where it's going to come down to being the trickiness of judging is, are we judging... Like, as an adult, I'm choosing the salsa.
Yeah, but if I'm a kid...
As a kid,
no way.
For an after-school snack.
No way. And I wouldn't have eaten that when I was a kid. I'd be like, that's too...
Yeah.
Spicy. It has a jalapeno in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're doing after work snack.
Yeah.
Apple salsa with some chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well,
I guess
if we're doing after-school apples, I'm picking... The caramel apple salad. The healthy caramel apple salad.
Right. And I mean, I feel like there's an asterisk there.
Asterisk.
Because it wasn't really like maybe the best. But in the spirit of the theme, it was the best. And if you're interested in it, you could doctor it.
Yeah.
You could try different things to make your salad work.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to eat like a tablespoon of mini chocolate chips. Like,
probably not.
Okay, let's play this game. If you could only replace one ingredient in the healthy.
Oh my gosh.
What would you replace and what would you sub in? What's the most offensive part of the salad?
I really want to see what happens with something creamier than that part. That part skim ricotta for me was just too dry.
Oh.
And it didn't really
mix up.
It didn't mix up well. So I was expecting could you do like a Greek yogurt?
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, or like a vanilla Greek.
Yeah. I love a yogurt with some mix-ins.
Wait, why not vanilla Greek yogurt?
Ooh. Yeah.
Or like a honey yogurt.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Honey yogurt. Greek. Honey Greek yogurt. Apple. Yeah. Mini chocolate chips. Caramel sauce. I mean, okay, it's a dessert. But still.
Yeah.
I might even try that. That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I've got all these cacao nibs. Oh, I'm going to be trying it. A whole bag full. I will try before the next episode.
Okay.
I will try this with
a Greek yogurt.
Like a Greek yogurt instead of the ricotta. And I will report
back. You're going to keep the other ingredients the same. Your caramel sauce.
Okay. Well, yes. I will keep the nibs. Yes.
And it was a honey crisp apple.
What would you change?
I agree. It's the whatever is binding it all together. Mm-hmm. The ricotta was weird. I can tolerate the cacao nibs if if I have either a Greek yogurt or mm-hmm. a let's just go full on like whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a dessert, but
the
still.
the nibs were not like in the dish. You did get a little bit of that crunch and chocolate flavor, but then when we tried them on their own, like that's when you get that bitterness coming through. Yeah. So
don't ever eat a handful of nibs. It's not the best experience. I think you're just supposed to put them on stuff.
I think so too.
I hope no one's snacking on those. What a weird person you are if you're just eating those cacao nibs plain. I hope they're on something. Okay, so I guess we're voting for the healthy caramel apple salad.
But give that salsa a try.
Give the salsa a try. It's worth it. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay.
Ready?
It is time to talk about October.
Are you going to talk about like how your inspiration happened for all this?
Okay, I do have an embarrassing origin story. I will tell you what it is first.
Okay.
So
October
challenge. It's Halloween. Sure. And you have to acknowledge this is major holiday. Here's what we're gonna do. The challenge is Halloween treat board.
What?
Okay, so I'm changing up the rules a little bit. I hope I can get away with it because it's a holiday.
Okay.
We're going to each construct our own Halloween treat board. Your board must include...
Oh my God, I'm ready to write.
3 candies.
Okay.
Which can be store-bought.
Okay.
Or homemade.
Okay.
Or a mixture.
Okay.
You must have 1 fruit.
Okay.
1 cheese.
Whoa.
And 1 baked good, sweet or savory.
Ooh.
And that's the minimum.
Okay.
If you want to go over that, or if you think of something that you're like, okay, my baked good needs a jam,
yeah,
or
right,
my whatever, or I just need to have 4 candies.
Yep.
That list is the minimum.
Okay.
You can go over that if you want.
Okay.
You must meet that requirement. Now.
I'm so excited.
We will not be like exchanging recipes. You're coming up with your board. I'm coming up with mine.
Got it.
And there's another component.
All right.
You must also pair your board with what scary movie or Halloween movie are you going to watch?
Mm-hmm.
So what movie does your board go with? And then we're going to come together, share our boards, talk about our movie suggestion for Halloween.
So into it.
It will be before Halloween.
It will be.
So if you are inspired... You can recreate our boards and watch whichever movies we recommend. And so that's what we're doing. I will tell you now how I came up with this idea. I'm very embarrassed, but I was like, what can I do for Halloween that's not boring? Mm-hmm. Hasn't been done a million times. We've all seen cupcakes with ghosts on top. We've all seen little breadsticks made to look like witches' fingers. So I'm online and I stumble upon, this is so embarrassing, a roundup of Halloween treats on that Pioneer woman.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay. I'm embarrassed. It's okay. I don't go to that site, but like it came up in my search.
It always pops up.
So that's, really and I saw one of the things they had on there was a Halloween charcuterie board.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't any meat. It was all like treats.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, is this a thing? And I started Googling. Hell yeah, it's a thing. Oh my gosh, there's like so many. So if you want to get inspired, start searching.
I can't wait.
Then I also have to admit, I will have this next time, but I saw a random Facebook post. No, not Facebook. Not on Facebook. Instagram. Where someone said they had a list of cheeses.
Yeah.
And a list of candy bars that go with them.
Oh.
And then they were just like, you're welcome.
Whoa.
And I was like, wait a minute. I never thought about candy bar and cheese and that there could be a pairing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute. We're doing these boards. They're going to have a cheese. They're going to have a fruit. It could have a, I will say this too. It could be a dried fruit.
Okay.
If you don't want to do fresh fruit. Okay. It could be a dried fruit. Mm-hmm. But that's the origin story. It's all thanks to the pioneer woman.
I can't. Oh, Ray.
Ray.
Drummond.
Drummond. It was on thank your site. You. I don't know if you came up with the idea. Probably not. It's just like out there in the on the internet. But anyway, that's what we're doing.
I can't wait. I'm Halloween. So excited to get some creative juices flowing.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so great.
So that's what we're doing next time.
Yeah.
It'll be Halloween time.
Oh, my gosh. In the meantime, we would love it if you could rate us.
Yeah.
Please, PLZ, rate us.
Only 5 stars.
Also, we would love to hear some ideas from you.
Yeah.
You can email us, recipechallengepod@gmail.com. You can also please follow us. We are on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Recipe Challenge Pod.
I'm not on. Do we post on TikTok?
Yes, we do. We do.
Oh my God.
It's usually the same thing that I post on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Just on TikTok. It's just, you know, you can like add a song. You can like add music and things on TikTok. So
nice.
But don't worry. I'm not going rogue with any videos on TikTok. It's more just the photos.
I would love that. I would be like rushing out to watch these videos. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We will see you next time.
See you next time.